Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planet, Sunday, 25 May, 2025. Sun and Taurus ruled by Venus. Planets are asking, what's possible? And we have Mercury ideas gazelling into Gemini, immediately entertaining Saturn, structure limits. Well, today the glass can certainly safely be viewed as at least half full. So the answer, assuming the question is positive, would seem to be yes. However, full disclosure, if you, for lack of a better term, insist on repeating patterns that are, to put it kindly, inefficient, even in the face of objections or resistance, essentially designed to point out these inefficiencies, you can probably organize a different, less workable response. That said, for the record, while current influences will certainly be promoting momentum, the plain old practicalities of everyday existence could make it un peu tricky to put assorted schemes for these into practice at the speed that, in your humble educated opinion, you deem acceptable. This makes it especially important not to let the pickiness or apparent recalcitrance of others interfere with the even tenor of your ways. Speaking of which, if you are waiting patiently for someone else to make a move so that you know where you or one of your projects or partnerships stand, put on your thinking cap and ponder whether there is any way to reframe the transaction so that you are in the driver's seat, or failing which, at the top of their to-do list. Chiefly affected, Taurus, Gemini, Virgo, Capricorn, Aries, and if you were born on this day, if you do the same thing you have always done and expect a different result, you won't be as delighted as you would if you took this opportunity to break a pattern or do it differently and then expected a different result. And if you were to apply this paradigm in the creative, financial, or personal arena, that long-awaited breakthrough could be yours, all yours.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman. Produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.